Sky Sports Radio, Glenn Munsey with us. How are you, Munts?
Very good, thank you, Shawnee Boy, and a ripper of a day here. A little bit surprised with the track rating. I'm 20 minutes from Warwick Farm, and I'd say we'd probably be a good, probably a good four, maybe soft five here. So it was interesting to see the update from the ATC. When we did Formline last night, the track was a soft seven at that stage, and they must have got some rain either, you know, mid-morning or whatever yesterday, because, mate, it hasn't rained at my place since, I'd say, 7 o'clock yesterday. And, in fact, it's brilliant sunshine here at the moment. And you're very lucky, Sean, because I've got a bloke with an excavator who's just on a break at the moment, because at this time of year, I usually have the backyard dug up for where all those tins that I've hidden during the year when I've had a few drinks. And I need them come Christmas time. But he's on a break at the moment. It's very interesting to see what these blokes do. They are professionals. And I know everyone's a professional in their own way and the job that they do. But they're freaks, these blokes. Mm-hmm. He's getting a bobcat. It's probably about 15 feet wide. And he's manoeuvring it as though it's a little Tonka truck.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And there's some fair-sized rocks in the backyard of my joint. But no tins at this stage. So a little bit disappointing.
Well, I saw one of the council blokes out front of my joint yesterday, and he stood in a snail. And the other fellow said, "What'd you do that for?" He said, "It's been following me around all day." Anyway, Paul, Ray Thomas and Paul Joyce, join us. Morning, Ray.
Good morning, Sean. I got the joke. It's a good one. Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, soft seven, we have to deal with it, but and smallish fields again for this Warwick Farm midweek a bit. I know we say it every week, Sean, but competitive racing all day, and let's hope we can find a few winners.
Yeah, Paul Joyce with us. How are you, Paul?
I'm well, Sean. Lovely to be here with you again, and Munsey and Ray. And, yeah, we'll do our best to find some winners at Warwick Farm. A little bit disappointed with the scratchings in the last. I did have one there at massive odds, but it's come out. So we'll keep an eye on it. It was called Go Benny. So put it in the black book and see where it turns up first up off the spell.
Right, now the first there today, the tab.com.au handicap. Munts, we put out numbers 1, Bull Market, 2, Go Daddy Go, and 3, Seaway.
Yeah, it's a benchmark 71 for three-year-olds over 1,600 metres. And, well, Bull Market out, the deduction 23 cents a win and 17 cents a place. Go Daddy Go, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Seaway came out yesterday, 31 cents a win and 21 cents a place. So we're left with Radiant Choice, the first runner here, with a visor on today, but the blinker's off. It's at $2.50. Bazina, with the earmuffs on, is a $7.50 chance. Legal Girl, with a tongue tie on, is $4.20. And Chain of Fools is the $2.20 favourite. Well supported this morning, Chain of Fools. In fact, coming off a high of $2.70 this morning, took $2.70. They also took $2.60, $2.40, and is now $2.20. So, well supported runner in the first race here. Basically, not a dollar for any other runner.
Yeah, well, only four to map. Chain of Fools should lead Radiant Choice, Legal Girl third, and that leaves Bazina sitting at the tail of the field rate.
Yeah, I think she'll be hard to beat, the leader, Chain of Fools, here. If you go on her Goulburn win, she broke through that day over the 1,600 metres. Look, it was only a maiden, I know, but she took on older horses and controlled the race from in front, and really, she brained them that day. It was a dominant win. She ran good sectionals, won by a margin. She's ticked that 1,600-metre box, which is important, and significantly carried 58 kilos against the older horses that day. Today, back against three-year-old company, with Rachel King's claim, gets in with only 52.5. As Paul suggested, she'll lead, probably dominate here. I guess the one little query is just how much pressure Brenton Abdallah puts on with Radiant Choice onto Chain of Fools earlier. Radiant Choice has to carry 57, so in that respect, it's advantage Chain of Fools, and look, she'll be hard to run down the seven. I've got her on top from four Radiant Choices. A bit of a one pacer, but I think he's been looking for 1,600 metres, Paul. I think this will suit him today, and he'll be stalking the filly all the way. I think he'll run an improved race of the rest. Bazina and Legal Girl, as Paul suggested, will settle out the back, and each way chances, or not even each way chances, they're minor place chances at best for mine. Chain of Fools, lead and dictate, hard to beat in the first. 7, 4, 5, and 6, Paul.
Yeah, it's interesting how quickly the scratchings can change a race, because I had Chain of Fools on top as a value bet when I did the form on Monday night, and now she's the $2.20 favourite. So I've gone 7, 6, 4, 5. Ray's covered everything with her. The lightweight lead. She gets every possible chance in the small field, and she's proven at the mile. The six legal girl I put in for second, there was nothing really between her and Radiant Choice when they clashed at Rose Hill behind Bull Market. I think Legal Girl probably has a little bit more form over this trip, so I'll put her in for second. Radiant Choice, perhaps he is looking for the mile. He's been a touch disappointing all campaign, so he needs to start to show something today. And five Bazuna, look, sitting out the back, $7.50. If the three of them happen to do something silly up front, you could do worse things and have a very small bet on him to get home over top of them. It's that sort of race. 7, 6, 4, and 5.
Oh, yeah, the next event, race 2, pull out number 6, Art of Moore.
Yeah, this is the Casino Prince at Vinery here. It's a maiden for three-year-olds over 1,400 metres. We'll start with Balearic. It's a $2.90 chance. Scream Park with the blinkers on today, $2.60 in favourite. Hijacker, a first starter, $4.60. Ordos Legend is at $23. Greenspan at $19. Art of Moore came out this morning, 3 cents a winner, nothing the place. Stock Up at $7. And Asioma with the cross nose band taken off because he rejected it or resented it the other day. At Hawkesbury is an $11 chance. Nowhere near the activity on race two that there is on race one. Overall, the best supported runner is Hijacker over Stock Up. This morning, it's Stock Up over Hijacker, but not even a round of drinks.
Yeah, the only leader here looks to be Scream Park. He's drawn the outside gate. He's got the blinkers on for the first time, and he sat outside the lead at Canterbury when resuming over 12.50. So he looks the obvious leader, and on my map, there doesn't look anything else that'll press forward. So unless some of the connections decide to try something different, I think Scream Park will be at a picnic in front.
Looks hard to beat, Paul. I've gone 1, 2, 3, 4 in that order here, the Chris Waller train duo, Balearic and Scream Park, to beat the first starters, Hijacker and Ordus Legend. Look, Balearic and Scream Park come out of the Seaway race at Canterbury in the Waller trifecta when Scream Park did do very well first up, as Paul suggests, is settling on speed and fought on tigerishly, just run down late by Seaway and Balearic, who came from back. Look, I don't think Kerry McAvoy will allow Scream Park and Brenton Abdullah to get too far out of his sights on Balearic here, and look, I think he just might have a fraction more seasoning than Scream Park. Significant the gear change there, Paul. Blinkers going on Scream Park. I think they'll fight this finish out. Hijacker, a lovely high chaparral three-year-old from the Lesbridge stable. I like the way he moved stylishly late to run second in a Randwick trial late last month. That was his only trial. He's first up at 1,400. That's the one query, Paul. I think he's a nice horse, but like to see him on race day, at least the run under his belt. Ordus Legend, a lovely So You Think colt, had two very soft trials going into this. Both Hijacker and Ordus Legend are bred to stay, so no surprise they're kicking off their race careers at 1,400. But just that race fitness leans me towards Balearic and Scream Park in the second. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I'm going 2, 3, 1, and 7. I've got Scream Park on top. Obviously, the blinkers first time should give him a bit of improvement. He doesn't have to improve much to win this because he went so close to winning at Canterbury first up. Obviously, the map looks good for him. He'll get some on-pace favours. And he's still lightly raced, so there's still plenty of upside with him. I think the danger's got to be this 3, Hijacker. Been good support for him right through betting. He had a good trial. It was his only trial over 1,050, but his action looked outstanding. He obviously wasn't pushed right out, and he's being thrown to the wolves here, 1,400 on debut. But he's a horse that I think might have some real ability there, so keep an eye on the 3. The 1, Balearic. I just thought Scream Park did the work in that Canterbury run, whereas Balearic sort of had the bludge out the back and didn't really put them away. So I think Scream Park got the honours in that race despite the result. And the 7, Stock Up. I don't mind her. She ran into some bother there on debut at Hawkesbury when she was very big odds. And she's had 3 weeks since that run. She could be one that improves quickly into this. So I've gone 2, 3, 1, and 7. Scream Park clearly on top. I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of big runs from some of the others.
Right, here we go, the next event, which is the 3rd and a full field.
Yeah, and it's the Tab Handicap here, so we're very busy with our sponsorship of the early races at Warwick Farm today. This is a 3-year-old fillies, benchmark 73 over 1,300 metres, and TAB number 1 is Savitiano here, which is a $4.20 chance. Star Galaxy, $4 in favourite. Madame Moustache at 17. Dawn Dawn at $4.40, I should say. Gracefully at $6. Kanunga is a $10 pop. Power Command at $7. And Liz Doonvana, scratch from Rose Hill last Saturday, running here today at Warwick Farm, is a $9 chance. A little bit of activity here today. It is for Dawn Dawn, who went up $5, is now $4.40 today. Overall, though, the most popular runner is Savatiano. Opened $4, got into as short as $3.90. It's been back to $4.20 this morning and unchanged. Well, it was at $4.20 last night and unchanged all throughout the morning. Third pick overall is Star Galaxy. Fourth pick overall is Gracefully.
Yeah, it looks a little bit of pace here. No scratchings in this one. We've got Star Galaxy, Liz Doonvana pressing forward, Gracefully keeping them honest. And then we've got the likes of Madame Moustache, Dawn Dawn, and even Kununga, who won't be far away. So I think we'll get a genuine 1,300 in the third, right?
That's the key, Paul, because I'm really keen here on 4, Dawn Dawn. I think we both noticed her debut effort at Newcastle last month. It was a terrific win up there over 1,200 metres. The way she closed off that day, she just looked a promising filly in the making. I know she comes off a Hawkesbury defeat last start when she ran third to Sharpness, her stable mate. But look, this Team Hawks train filly wasn't suited that day by the tempo. They sprinted home in 33.37. She gave Sharpness a decent start and closed within a half length, finishing third, running home hard out wide. It was a really solid effort, and that tempo that Paul suggested today will really suit Dawn Dawn. Coming back a fraction in trip to 1,300 is no issue. She'll be stalking that solid tempo up front, and if she reproduces the finish she showed at Newcastle, I think she'll storm past these. She's a filly with a lot of upside before Dawn Dawn. The danger is the 2-star Galaxy. As Paul suggested, she'll be up on speed making her own luck, and she's a very consistent filly coming off an excellent first up effort when second at Canterbury behind Jungleized. The 1, Savatiano, her form is very, very consistent, and she was luckless at Goulburn last start behind Fournette. She's going well and will be hard to beat. And the 7, Power Command, I thought, did enough first up to suggest that she'll run well again here with the claim, gets in nicely at the weights. Looking forward to this race, Paul. I think the 4, Dawn Dawn's a filly with a lot of upside. In the third, 4, Dawn Dawn on top from 2, 1 and 7.
Yeah, I've gone 7, 1, 2 and 5. I've got Power Command on top here at the $7. I think she's the value runner in the race. She meets Star Galaxy 2 kilos better, for finishing only a length and a bit behind her at Canterbury first up. And it was an on-pace dominated affair. Jungle Eyes basically led throughout. Star Galaxy sat right handy, whereas Power Command got back and had to work home. She was the only one that made much ground. That was on the back of a really sharp trial on the Beaumont track before she resumed. And Chris Lee's getting the kilo and a half off here with Rachel King. I think it's a smart play, and obviously the tempo will suit her racing style. So plenty to like about her, in particular the price of $7. The 1, Savatiano, she was unlucky at Goulburn. She couldn't get through along the fence, which was the place to come that day. So Andrew Atkins had to cross heels and get towards the middle of the track. She rattled home to run second, but she was just beaten really by the way the track played on that occasion. And she's got the blinkers on now, and I just think she's a big chance here, the 1, Savatiano. The 2-star Galaxy, she's tough, she's honest, she's only little. She's got to carry the full 58 today, but she'll give a great sight. And I went with the 5 Gracefully, just over Dawn Dawn for 4th. I just thought her run on debut beating Brunch, she's held up that form. Brunch broke through for a victory last Saturday at Kembla. And then 2nd at Wyong behind Miss Imagination. I was just querying the fact that Miss Imagination could beat those horses. By the same token, I was querying how Sharpness beat Dawn Dawn up at Hawkesbury, but Ray explained that when he looked at the sectional time. So I maybe put Dawn Dawn into the sin bin too early, but that's where she's ended up. I'm 7, 1, 2 and 5.
Now, the next event, race 4, Planet 5, Identic, and 8, He's Blessed.
Yeah, and what we describe on a 7-race card, Sean, the 4th race on the program is a pivotal race because it's the last leg of the early quaddie and it's the first leg of the normal quaddie. And we've got 7 races today at Warwick Farm. And the 4th is hashtag the races, benchmark 74 over 1,000 metres here. We start with Lake Lugano. We had Barry Malloy on earlier. My dad used to ride for Barry Malloy. Didn't you know that? That's how long Barry's been training for. He said he's in his 80s. He showed me one of the greatest things ever. We're at Forbes Races one day, and he said, Glenn, can you stay there for a minute, please? I've got to go home. I said, yes, Barry, whatever you want. So he comes back, and he's got a photo. And, you know, the big ones you hang on the wall. And there's Dad riding a winner for Barry. I think it was at Warwick Farm. don't hold me to it 100%. And I said, oh, Barry, that's absolutely unbelievable. And he said, well, Seema Stables over there and everything like that. I said, yeah, they're good setup, Barry. He said, that horse on that day with that bloke on it paid for that place.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So I thought he was going to give me the photo. You know, he's got a tear in his eye. And I said, oh, thanks, Barry. You know, that's really nice to know and everything. He said, yeah. He said, so your dad helped me pay for that place over there, and he's been there ever since. So that's a very, very long while. But good luck to Baz, and I tell you what, he's got a handy one here. In Lake Lugano, this is a $4.20 pop. Akasaki with the nasal strip on today is a $5 chance. Ever So Natural at $9.50. Timing is at $4.80. Identic came out this morning, the deduction 10 cents a win and nothing the place. All Charisma, $3.90 in favourite. Wudong Blade is a $9.50 chance. He's Blessed came out this morning, 5 cents a win and nothing the place. And Chapo, with a near side bubble cheeker on today, is an $8.50 chance. Not a great deal of activity here. The best supported runner is Lake Lugano. We've given as much as $4.60 about it this morning. It's now $4.20. Second pick overall is Akasaki. It's just in fractionally, $5.50 to $5. And third pick today would be All Charisma, and it's adrift, $3.60 out to $3.90.
Yeah, there's still plenty of pace there. Obviously, a little bit came out with Identic being scratched. But Lake Lugano, she's got the pace, I think, to hold the rail and lead. Akasaki right there. And All Charisma, if he wants to, I think they could rev him up and perhaps lead the field. But obviously, first up at Newcastle, they adopted different tactics trying to go back. So I've got Lake Lugano. Either way, she'll be right there, eh? Either in front or tagging the leader.
Agree, Paul. She'll be right on the speed, as she always is. And this mare's just a little star, isn't she? 15 starts she's had. She's won 8 races, been placed on 6 occasions. And look, she's a short course specialist. Over the 1,000-metre trip, she's won 4 of 5. She's resuming today, but has an excellent first-up record. She's been placed at 2 attempts here at Warwick Farm, and importantly, comes off a terrific trial when she was bolting, scoring only narrowly, but could have won by panels if let go at Orange late last month. And as Paul suggested, she'll jump either lead or be right there on the speed. And look, she's the one to beat. The final tick in the box is The Claim with Sean Vane over mare's 3 kilos. She gets him with 57, just 3 over the limit for a mare who's won 8 races. I think she's placed perfectly today, and she's the one to beat, the one Lake Lugano. The big danger is the 4 timing. She was super unlucky first up at Hawkesbury. Should have won in the race won by Invincible Quest. She'll improve off that. Another horse who excels over the 1,000-metre trip here, and she'll be in the finish. She's a consistent type, likes Warwick Farm where she's trained. The 6 All Charisma, I like to run first up coming from off speed and close mate on Bonita at Newcastle. And of the rest, the 2 Akasaki, another in this field who has an excellent record over the 1,000 metres and fresh. 1 Lake Lugano on top for mine, though, in race 4. 1, 4, 6 and 2.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. 1, 2, 4 and 3. I couldn't go past Lake Lugano with the stats that she's got. Over the 1,000 metres, she's had 5 starts for 4 wins and a placing. So she really is a 1,000 metre specialist. And as you said, with That Claim, 57 kilos, I think she's going to be the horse to beat. Akasaki, number 2, speaking of good first-up stats, 3 previous tries for 2 wins and a placing. So he'll be ready to go despite not having a trial. The 4 timing, yeah, is very stiff there at Hawkesbury resuming. Jay Ford Road and Jay Ford Sticks Aboard, who is the regular rider of this mare. So horse and jockey out to atone for that one. And number 3, Ever So Natural, I've thrown in as my roughie here. First up for new stable, Tracy Bartley, claiming 3 for Rachel Hunnan. I really like his trials. He's probably the only horse here that'll get back in the field. So if they happen to overdo it up front and there's a swooper, I'm convinced he's the one. So 1, 2, 4 and 3 in the 4th.
Righty, our race 5, put our 1 tumultuous.
Yeah, now in this 5th race, this is the distance event of the day. And it's the Tab Rewards, this, and 2200 benchmark 76. Tumultuous out, you'd say he'd be out because we've got a slow track. And the deduction there, 16 cents a win and nothing to place. Paragon is a $19 pop. Waking Moment at $4.80. We go to Shield Wall at 6. Winebush at 5. Ashcanned at $6.50. Cadiro the favourite at $3.20. Charlie Royale at 13. Bella Galliano at 21. And Dream Folk for Gregory Hickman is a $17 chance. Not much happening here, but easily the best supported runner of them is Cadiro. Went up $2.90 this morning, so it's $2.90 out to $3.20 today. and it's basically about 60% of the money that's been invested on the race so far this morning, and it's a drifter. The firm is here. Waking Moment 6 into 480 today. Ashcan 8 into 650. And just to roll a couple of others. But interesting to note that favourite has got out, and I think both of you are pretty keen on it.
Yeah, I'm keen, Munns, and look at the speed map. Should get enough pace up front to bring him right into contention. A Paragon and also Ashcan, the two that roll forward. Shield Wall probably sits third defence, and that's about the speed. So nothing too frantic up front, but just enough to give the back markers a chance, right?
Yeah, well, I like the 7 Cadero here, Paul. Scratched from Rose Hill last Saturday in preference for this easier midweek race. Look, I know he's on trial at the 2200, but look, he gives the impression he will stay. And on that last start effort at Rose Hill, when he was held up for a run at the top of the straight, I'm not saying he would have won, but he would have finished a lot closer than his fifth to Lord Kingsley and Imperial Aviator. That was over 2,000 metres. The form from that race has been frank. Lord Kingsley's come out last Saturday and run second in the stakes race, the ATC Cup. And we saw Imperial Aviator go out to 2,400 metres and win really impressively at that Rose Hill meeting. This is the easier assignment for Cordero. He's fourth up. This is a weaker race, and he ticks every box bar the soft track. I guess that's why he's probably easing a little bit in the markets, Paul and Glenn, because of the soft seven track conditions. He has been placed on a soft, so I'll take him on trust. And I've got him on top from the 5 Wine Bush, who's never too far away, just finds it hard to win, as his record suggests. One win now in 20 starts, but he's been placed in 4 of his last 5, and he'll be thereabouts. The 10 Dream Folk, I did my selections believing the track would be better than a soft seven. That's a concern. I hope it dries out a little for him. He likes the firmer track conditions, and now that it's a soft seven, watch for a sharp improvement from the 3 Waking Moment. She's also been improved by recent racing, coming out of Saturday grade back to a midweek, and she did win the Adrian Knox on a wet track in the autumn, and she gets the track conditions to suit. But the 7 Cordero, a young horse with a lot of upside, and this is a perfect race for him. 7, 5, 10, and 3.
Yeah, on with you, Ray. 7 on top from 3, 2, and 4. Look, that Cordero race that he came through, a benchmark 85 at Rose Hill over 2,000 last start, that was his first serious distance attempt. I think his sectionals were the best of the race, closing off along the inside after being held up at the top of the straight. So it was a real eye-catching run. And then Lord Kingsley, who won the race, came out and ran second in the ATC Cup last Saturday when racing a mile out of his grade. An Imperial Aviator, the runner-up there, came out and won the benchmark race on the day. So the form out of that race really stacking up, and it just looks to me as though the Hawkses have pulled the right rein in going to the midweeks with Cordero. Number 3, Waking Moment, she comes through the same form race, that Lord Kingsley benchmark 85, and she was chopped out at about the 200-metre mark. Now, she wasn't going to win, but she definitely would have finished a lot closer than the 5 lengths, the official margin, because she lost all her momentum and was eased down inside the final 100. I think the improver could be the 2 Paragon. He loves a wet track. He stays all day. He'll get any on-pace favours here. And it's worth noting only 3 runs back. This horse ran fourth in a Caloundra Cup behind Supply and Demand, only beaten 5 lengths. So if he can find that kind of form, he could even win this at really big odds. And number 4, Shield Wall, I'm putting in for 4. So she's probably not as effective on the soft as she's on the dry. 7, 3, 2, and 4 for me in the 5th.
All right, the next event, which is race 6, and here we pull out number 7, Symbolism.
Yeah, this is the Schweppes Handicap, a mare's benchmark 75 over 1,300 metres, and Pecans, we had Joey Pride on earlier this morning, it's the $2.30 favourite. Over Kawakini at $5.50, Vane Elaine, another Jason Coyle runner there, with blinkers off today at $14. Molly Fide is a $6 chance. Lady Evelyn at $6.50. Tennessee Hussey at $12. Symbolism is out. Came out yesterday. 5 cents a win and nothing the place. Hittite with the blinkers on today at $9.50. Ad Chan at $23. At Midnight Obsession is a $34 chance. Well, last night it was easily the best supported runner on the program. Today it has continued, and there's another 2,000 for it at $2.30. Pecans, 260, got into as short as 225. It's just got back to $2.30, and you cannot hit the rest of them with a cannon.
Yeah, look, probably not ideal on the map. Pecans drawn outside with the speed horses Mollified and Tennessee Hussey directly underneath her, but it is 1,300 here at Warwick Farm. We're late in the day, race 6, so it may actually be perfectly fine to be able to sit two or perhaps even three deep with only the one turn and find yourself in the best going. So even though the map on paper doesn't look ideal, Ray, it could actually work out to be absolutely fine.
Yeah, I'll leave it to Corey Brown to get it right, Paul. I don't mind it being drawn out there, and Corey's got enough time to get across and just put her in the right position. Just a little stat, boys. Corey Brown's ridden 97 winners for Joe Pride. He's the most successful jockey for the Joe Pride stable in Joe's training career, and he's got a great book of rides today, and I think Pecans is his best. He rode her first up at Canterbury when she was just a luckless second when she came from off-speed and charged late behind Lady Dane. Then at Gosford last start, ran to Patton, raced on speed, dominated the race and powered home to win by a margin. And if she brings that form to Warwick Farm this afternoon, a home track, I think she'll be winning. And Paul's point that even if she's stuck potentially three wide late in the day, it shouldn't be detrimental to her chances. She's race fit and she's the one to beat. Four mollified, like I liked her last week, which I thought she had every chance. Every step was just too budget, but she's a consistent mare. She won't be too far away. The two Kawakini from and the three Vane Elaine from the very much informed Jason Coyle stables. These two mares both will run well. Vane Elaine is first up, but a talented mare on her day, likes Warwick Farm. But I thought the one Pecans can pretty much control this race, Corey Brown, and dominate, and I think she's better the day stuff. One Pecans on top from 4, 2 and 3.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray, and I think we may agree with better the day as well. 1, 2, 3 and 8 for me. Obviously, that Gosford win, you know, you just had to watch it, and you know she's ready to charge through the grades and go a lot further than benchmark 75 class. She's got to carry 59.5. She's got to do it from a wide gate, and, you know, it was a good track the other day. It's soft today, so you can find a few question marks, but certainly no negatives there. And for me, the positives totally outweigh those question marks, and I'm sticking with Pecans. The win today, and then go straight to Saturday grade and perhaps win again. But the two Kawakini, though, she's a genuine competitor, this mare. She's tough. She has a turn of foot. Probably more effective on good tracks, to be fair. She's never missed a top two finish on the good tracks, where she's only won 1 from 7 on soft or heavy. So I think it's fair to say she's better on the good tracks and quite a bit better. Number 3, Vane Elaine. Well, she handles all sorts of going, and she's very good first up. So don't be surprised if she's rocketing home. And I thought the interesting runner was number 8, Hit High, here, because Chris Waller's putting the blinkers on first time. She's resuming from a spell, and she was given a real rev up in her Rose Hill trial by Blake Shin. So that suggests to me that she's not mucking around this prep. They've got her ready to go here first up, and she could be the knockout at $9.50. One on top, Pecans from 2, 3 and 8.
Final event, race 7, pull out one Pipeline, number 4, The Avenger, and 6, Go Benny.
Yeah, the Australian Turf Club benchmark 71 here for three-year-olds and upwards, entires, colts and geldings, over 1,400 metres. And the toppy is out, Pipeline. The deduction there this morning was, yesterday was 17 cents a winner, nothing in a place. Came out at 5 o'clock just before we started form line last night. So we'll start with Chief in Command, who's a $14 chance. Speed Hero at $12. The Avenger came out this morning, 24 cents a winner, nothing in the place. Kaluta, or Kalotta, is a $12 pop. Go Benny, sadly out for you, Paul. 5 cents a winner, nothing to place. Lord Macau at $4.40. We've got Kanachi at $5.50. Red Jubawi at $23. Tivoli Street, the favourite, at $4. Atlantic Fox, with the earmuffs on, the lugging bit on, but the wink is taken off, it's a $7 pop. All Things in Time at $26. Excited Prince with the blinkers on at $21. And Woomera is an $8 chance. Best supported runner this morning is Tivoli Street. Actually went up 370, got to as much as 420, back into 390, now back to $4. Second pick this morning is Kanachi. Went up 750, got to 8. It's into $5.50 now. And third pick this morning is the bottom one, Woomera. Got to, opened 850, got to as much as 11, and it's back into an $8 chance. The only other one, well, not really, only Atlantic Fox, who there was money for yesterday, but it is a $7 chance at the moment.
Yeah, there does look a bit of pace in the last. Lord Macau, the obvious leader, but Kanachi probably goes forward from that date, and a few others drawn out. Chief in Command, Kulotta, and also Woomera down in the weights, all likely to press forward. So we could get a bit of a solid tempo in the last race, which will open it up to all runners in the straight.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards a 7 Lord Macau, even with that solid tempo, Paul, but that's the way this horse likes it. The tougher it is, the better he goes. And third up at Hawkesbury last start, it was a similar scenario. He was under siege on the turn. I thought he'll get run over for sure here, but he just kept fighting on that strong tempo he rolls along at, and he was strongest on the line, was starting to draw away from his rivals again to win. He comes back to Warwick Farm, where he's won two of his four starts previously. He's won over this course and tripped the 1400, and two of his three career wins have been on soft and heavy tracks. So he ticks a lot of boxes today. He'll be leading from that favourable draw, and he'll be very, very tough to run down. He's rock hard fit now, and I think he's the horse to beat in the last. 10 Tivoli Street, not surprised that Glenn's got him as the favourite at $4. His two runs his prep have been excellent. He was unlucky first up at Canterbury when narrowly beaten by Carwa King, and then last start again at the same track at the Night Mean, didn't get a lot of galloping room, should have finished a lot closer than his fourth to Bratislava. He'll be hard to beat here. Just wonder though, Paul, whether he's better on a firmer track than he is on the soft track conditions, Tivoli Street. That's my little query here. Of the others, the 8 Kanachi, well, he is a definite soft tracker. These conditions will suit him. On his home track at Warwick Farm, where he also excels, and he'll be in the finish for sure. And the big watch is the 11 Atlantic Fox. His two trials have been okay. I didn't mind his recent trial. That was the Go Benny trial, Paul, and he wasn't beaten all that far, running 7th, 3 lengths off him, and he was working to the line nicely. He's a watch horse for me in the last, but I thought the 7 Lord Macau would lead and be really tough to run down in race 7. 7, 10, 8 and 11.
Yeah, well, we'll box these up, Ray, in the first four, because I've got 7, 11, 10 and 8. I'm with Lord Macau. Look, he wasn't my original top pick, that's for sure, but he's ended up there. And look, on paper, he does look the obvious top play here after the scratchings, because he loves Warwick Farm, he leads, he loves the thing out of the track, and he's in form, winning third up off a spell. So he's the horse to beat. The 11 Atlantic Fox, a massive query. Got a bit of form in Victoria on soft tracks when trained by Jason Warren. Ty Anglin aboard today for Chris Waller, who's given him the two trials. And I just think he's going to do something here first up. For the 10 Tivoli Street, yeah, definitely better on good tracks, but you can't put the pen through him on soft. He's run a couple of decent races just behind the place getters on soft tracks in the past. And the 8 Kanachi, well, he's not one of my horses in general, but today is his day. It's perfect conditions on his home track. So I've gone 7, 11, 10 and 8 in the last.
All right, Muns, what's best back today?
Oh, Pecans for sure. Sean, you'd be nuts if you didn't think it was the best supported runner on the program in race 6, number 1. And realistic, well, it was the same situation last night. There's nearly as much invested on Pecans 1 out as there is on a number of races all rolled into one. And in fact, that $2.30 that we said when we did the prices there, now it's back into $2.20. So away from it, probably China Fools in the first. They'd be the best two supported runners overall and most importantly today on the program. The Jockeys Challenge there today. Brett Navdala, the 150 favourite, over Corey Brown at 420. Kieran McAvoy, 650. Timmy Clark's at 10. Rachel King, 23. Blake McDougall, 41. Any other jockey, 61. And then Blake Shin is 101. Fields are out for Saturday. But more importantly, Sean, I'm checking whether the fields are out for Friday at Muswellbrook for Muswellbrook Cup Day.
Cup Day, yeah.
Yeah, they're out the first race at 2:05. And the Cup will be race number 7 at 5:35. The MRS Services Group Muswellbrook Gold Cup, DIC. For, as Ronnie has now coined them, Gay and Adrian, is the top weight. And after all that for Rodney Northam, and where there's a will be the benefiting charity of the golf day tomorrow at Muswellbrook. And all invited to the Calcutta at the golf club tomorrow night if you're looking for something to do up there at Muswellbrook.
Good on you, Muns. We'll hear you through the day. Now, Ray Thomas, what's your best?
I like two today, Sean. Race 5, number 7, Cordero, into race 6, number 1, Pecans. I think they'll both be very, very hard to beat.
All right. Paul, your best?
Yeah, well, Mun said you'd be nuts if you didn't back Pecans, Sean, and I've got Pecans on top. And to follow Mun's line, I think Pecans can crack it for another win today.
Well done, Paul.
And when are you working doing the stand-up comedy circuit, Paul?
Yeah, well, Mun and I are probably at the Muswellbrook RSL in about two nights. We might have a duo.
Yeah, terrific, and the crowd might even get to double figures. Magnificent. Good on you, Paul. Have a top day.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Ray.
You're right. Ray, we'll talk to you later on as well.
Thanks so much, Sean. Thanks, Paul.